Western culture seems to change its mind all the time about whether depictions of nudity are wonderful or dangerous. The classical statues of Greek antiquity are our standard for the perfect human form. And there was Michelangelo's David. But in the 1880s, Thomas Eakins was booted out of the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts for exposing his drawing class to actual living, breathing, naked people. When it comes to using nudity in the modern age, artists and filmmakers often like to mix beauty and shock together. Nudity in movies can be unashamedly gratuitous, or else come with an over-earnest argument about artistic rationales. Listen to Heather Graham's actress character auditioning for a producer, played by Steve Martin, in the movie Bowfinger.
You'll do this?
Oh, well, if I have to, if it's for the movie and you really, really want me to, and if it's not just about nudity, but if it's artistic and it says something about reality, and if it's in character, and if it's for the scene, and if it's not just a body.
Right.
But nudity is more than titillation in art. It's vulnerability as well. Ask anybody who saw the Broadway play Take Me Out about a gay baseball player. The nudity in that play was much more about discomfort and awkwardness than any kind of sexual pizzazz. My guest today to talk about nudity is one of the most important people in modern dance, Bill T. Jones. In one piece he choreographed called The Last Supper at Uncle Tom's Cabin, he recruited a whole new group of dancers in every city on his tour, professionals as well as amateurs, and had them all perform nude, regardless of size or shape. Jones is now celebrating the 20th anniversary season of his dance troupe. Bill Jones, welcome to Studio 360.
It's a pleasure to be here. But you know, one thing I'd like to jump right in, you know, the word hire is already maybe sets us off in a good direction, because it was very important in that piece that people come forward, volunteer to participate.
Uh-huh.
People had to feel strongly enough about the gesture of being naked in their community, on their civic stage in front of their families, that they would do this as, in fact, a political statement. Unlike Miss Heather Graham's character, they knew that there was a lot at stake, because when we were doing that piece, it was when the Mapplethorpe crisis was in full fury, and there was a lot of gnashing of teeth about what was appropriate and permissiveness and all of those things.
So that was at the time when in Cincinnati, the museum was under legal fire for having shown Mapplethorpe's homoerotic photographs.
So it was not not an easy thing to do, and most certainly not for average people, and to actually come forward and do this. They really had to have some principle behind it.
Well, how did you talk to these regular people about why they should get on stage and in the nude?
Mm. Well, we had regular town meetings in every place, and when people partook in it, they were told that they would not be forced to be naked on stage. They had to feel ready to do it. And sure enough, there would always be a few people who, up until that opening night, someone would say, well, you know, I don't think I can do it. And then you'd see some sort of conversion happening. Or, I don't know, something profound. There were lots of tears in the wing. There were embraces. It was pretty big when people finally decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And it changed many people's lives. People said, oh, I quit my job the next day, or I got divorced the next day, or I got married the next day, or what have you. There was a lot in that gesture.
What was the first time that you danced in public without clothes on? What was that like?
Well, I mean, outside of Woodstock, you mean?
I guess I mean outside of Woodstock.
Let's see. The first time, it probably was with the American Dance Asylum, this wild collective of dancers that I joined in about 1974. And there was a piece choreographed by Jill Becker called American Wildlife, and we were required to make a dance solo around a different animal. And I think each animal had to be naked, but you could wear shoes. It wasn't a big deal at all. We were very comfortable with each other. We were already such oddballs in the community. And nudity just seemed like an honest thing to do.
I would think for most dancers, as you suggest, that the line between how they appear all the time and nudity is a fine one, since the body is, in the cases of much modern dance, is fairly finely exposed as it is.
Mm. Well, you know, you're right. Dancers have a very peculiar and, I dare say, sometimes troubling relationship to their bodies. Dancers from a very early age scrutinize their bodies. Something is always going to get better or not good enough. Now, that's the negative. Dancers, on the other hand, do relate to their body as their instrument. They can look at it objectively as to what they can get out of it. However, there is also this notion of what is a beautiful body. Everyone says, oh, you have a dancer's body. Well, one thing that we have been working at in my company, and I dare say I certainly wasn't the first to be here. I know Meredith Monk has done this, and it's been going on a long time, trying to expand the notion of what, in fact, is a beautiful body. Now you take a man, a person who has maybe rolls of flesh where there shouldn't be rolls of flesh. That person, it takes a bit more confidence and belief in something we're trying to get at for that person to be so free, because the world, it does censor us, and you get very clear messages what is allowed and what is not allowed, and that's part of what makes me want to be a modern dancer. We're pushing against invisible barriers.
Well, and I guess if those barriers didn't exist, it wouldn't be interesting to artists like you to dance nude.
I think that there's still a lot to be said for the beauty of a body moving completely unclothed.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it has to always
have a political
or to be trying to get somebody aroused. I mean, why have sculptors found it so beautiful for so many years?
Right.
There's something about that is it's profound, and it doesn't have to be a fight always. It can be an affirmation of something very human. One of the most beautiful, and I guess I'd say beautiful, I dare say strong, uses of nudity that I had seen was a piece by a young choreographer whose name was John Jaspers. He made a duet of two men already, which raises the ante. There's a whole area we should talk about here in terms of who can be naked next to each other. These two men made a duet, which was just a series of shifting poses worthy of Thomas Eakins or maybe a Muybridge study of wrestlers, but they weren't wrestling. They were doing these kind of casual things that were sometimes so shocking because of the certain parts of the body were in proximity to each other.
And they were explicitly sexualized
movements. That's what I'm saying. I think they transcended the sexual, or I should say they included the sexual. Some of them looked a bit like wrestling. Some of them looked like, watching TV. And some of it was literally so in your face, but done slow motion that it didn't leave room, at least for me, it didn't leave room for any sort of titillation. An audience of people, and I saw it probably in a room of maybe 1,500 people, we were watching something that was so small, so non-presentational, so intimate, that you could either wiggle uncomfortably in your chair, or you had to sit back and ask yourself, what is going on with me right now?
So even Bill T. Jones can be a little shocked or discomforted, at least, by nudity on stage?
Oh, yes, because I'm a product of this culture as well, particularly when you move into the area of, more marginalized confrontations. For instance, there were two young men doing this, and I suddenly, for instance, in the movies now, if ever I see the scene where they're going to try to show sensitivity between two men, in Hollywood, I'm always waiting for the punchline. I get uncomfortable. I just know they're going to blow it. I just know they're going to, they're going to make fun of it. And at this moment, there was no release. And I thought that made it very strong.
That's Bill T. Jones, the choreographer and dancer who's my guest today in Studio 360.